Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods. 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Donald Trump's campaign vowing to appeal the Supreme Court, the decision, the Colorado Supreme Court, keeping him off the ballot. The Colorado court citing the Civil War era 14th Amendment barring anyone who has taken part in an insurrection from running for president. A record number of people entering the United States at the southern border as judges tasked with hearing immigration cases are drowning in paperwork.
So far during this fiscal year, the nation's 68 immigration courts have collectively been assigned 418,000 new cases. Working as fast as they can, the 600 judges in those courts have cleared about a third of them. The overall backlog now stands at about 3 million immigration cases.
ABC's Jim Ryan in Dallas, Hamas's top leader in Egypt for talks on the war in Gaza, discussions about a further ceasefire in exchange for the release of more Israeli hostages. An ABC News chopper from Philadelphia crashing in South Jersey. The pilot and photographer from WPVI were both killed. This is ABC News. Comcast is now warning that hackers may have gotten hold of personal identification information in as many as 36 million people using its Xfinity cable and internet service. Hackers got into the system in October. All you holiday shopping procrastinators out there, some of the country's biggest retailers might be able to save the day.
Still haven't ordered any of your holiday gifts yet? You may be able to do it now and get them in time for Christmas. Some of America's biggest retailers are working to increase their shipping speeds to please shoppers expecting faster deliveries. Walmart, Target, and Amazon are all in on the shipping wars, a move that could keep them competitive against low-cost China-founded retailers like Shein and Temu. What they're not saying, though, is how much faster. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Volkswagen may be ready to buck the trend in cars replacing buttons with touch screens. The automaker showing off a concept that brings back physical buttons and knobs after hearing so many complaints from so many drivers about everything packed on the screen. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Roderick's Lumber in Fifield, Wisconsin is a complete building and hardware store. From complete building projects from start to finish, their knowledgeable staff can turn your building ideas into reality today with all you need for those finishing touches, including paint, windows, doors, kitchen remodels, tools, and more. All at Roderick's Lumber in Fifield, family owned and operated since 1971.
The more than 27,000 Union Carpenters who call the North Central States home wish you a healthy, happy, and safe holiday season. Unions built the middle class, and Union Carpenters work hard every day to build our communities while they build good careers that provide for their families. This season, we hope you get to enjoy time with friends and family. Happy holidays from Executive Secretary Treasurer Pat Nelson and the staff of the North Central States Regional Council of Carpenters.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Addressing the cost and scarcity of child care in Wisconsin is one of the top priorities for the state legislature next year. Former Senate Democratic Minority Leader Melissa Agard says the Republican bill before lawmakers does not do enough.
They're nibbling around the edges. They're not decreasing the cost so that it's more affordable to people. I'm not saying it's a bad bill, but it's not the solution to what it is that Wisconsin needs.
Agard speaking with the Wisconsin Eye Public Affairs Network. Four brothers and sisters are dead after investigators say a drunk driver drove the wrong way on Highway 10 near Wauwega Saturday night and hit an SUV head-on. The victims were the children of a Lutheran pastor and his wife from Waupaca. A Nina man faces vehicular homicide charges. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
Here's another community reminder from Civic Media.
Every Wednesday, American Legion Post 182 is hosting their 52-card Progressive 50-50 raffle, where you can get six tickets for $5. Doors open at 6:30 with a drawing at 7:30, and the American Legion will donate part of their proceeds to local organizations. Again, that's every Wednesday with the doors opening at 6:30 and the drawing at 7:30.
Leaning into local radio, 98Q Country.
And now a look at today's funeral notices. Karen Boots Ertl, age 87, of Butternut, passed away peacefully on Friday, December 15th, under the care of Marshfield Medical Home Health and Hospice. She is survived by her loving husband, Bill, by her three children, John Ertl, Mary Wagner, and Scott Ertl, all of Butternut. further survived by 7 grandchildren, by 5 great-grandchildren, survived also by her sisters-in-law and by other relatives and friends. Funeral mass to be held at Immaculate Conception Catholic Church in Butternut on Friday, December 22nd, 11 a.m. Father Sajay Pazukathara and Deacon Robert Shinnebeck will co-officiate. Visitation will be held at the church on Friday from 9:30 a.m. until the hour of the service. Birch Street Funeral Service is assisting the family. This has been the funeral notice for Karen Boots Ertl, 87, Butternut.
The funeral announcements are heard Monday through Friday at 7, noon, and 5. A complete listing of area obituaries can be found at 98qcountry.com.
The funeral notices are a service of the Heindel Nimsgern Funeral Service of Phillips and Prentice.
When difficult times come, we are most often helped by our faith and the love and support of others. The death of a loved one can be one of the most trying events of our lives. Birch Street Funeral Service has been assisting our communities through the difficult times. Their caring staff will manage the details when death occurs so that you can take the time you need to grieve your loss and share memories of better times. Birch Street Funeral Service offers many options for burial, cremation, funerals, memorial services, and life celebrations. The professionals at Birch Street Funeral Service also specialize in pre-planning and cemetery monuments. They are available 24 hours a day and serve the entire Northwoods of Wisconsin. Visit them on Facebook.
For the best in community senior assisted living, consider Lakeside Villa in Phillips, now under new ownership. This is a family-owned 20-bed assisted living and memory care facility. Residents receive the highest standard of care, home-cooked meals, participate in fun activities, gardening, in-house beauty shop, and a 24-hour staff to assist in residents' needs. Rooms are available now for immediate move-in. Call Megan at 715-209-2051 to set up a time to tour the facility. Lakeside Villa and Memory Care Assisted Living Facility, located on Lake Avenue in Phillips.
Our communities are at the center of our efforts moving forward. You'll see the Forward team at area events, volunteering. Watch for them as they are reaching out, presenting donations, and signing up charities to participate in our unique charitable money market account program. We connect our customers to the local charities that matter to you most. Visit www.forward.bank, follow us on Facebook, or stop in for more information and ask our team how you can help make a difference. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Visit your local independent CarQuest auto parts store in Park Falls and save on affordable car care products to keep your vehicle on the go. No matter what the season, you can be assured when buying from this local business in our community that you are not paying for high administrative costs. You are investing directly in helping the community strive and grow. As a customer, CarQuest Auto Parts in Park Falls appreciates your business and thanks you for always supporting the little guy. CarQuest Auto Parts on Highway 13 and 182 in Park Falls. See them at carquest.com.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Here's your 98 Country weatherology forecast. Mostly sunny for today. Highs top out near 34 degrees. Winds east 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight it becomes mostly cloudy. Lows drop to 22. Winds remain east 5 to 10. Thursday it stays mostly cloudy. Highs make it into the upper 30s. Winds southeast 5 to 15. Thursday night, it remains mostly cloudy. Slight chance for rain developing after midnight. Lows fall back to 28. Winds remain southeast, 5 to 10. Friday, cloudy. Slight chance for rain and snow before noon. Highs reach 37. And then Friday night, mainly cloudy and lows head down to 31. I'm Phil Jensko, and that's your forecast on 98Q Country. Right now, it's 24.
Up to a $5,000 sign-on bonus. You heard right. And up to $35 an hour based on experience. The Wheelway Service Department has an opening for a service technician. Make up to $35 an hour based on experience. Training will be provided. up to a $5,000 sign-on bonus. Now may be the time, the perfect time, for a change. Stop in and inquire at Wheelway, Highway 13 in Fifield, Wisconsin.
If you're in the market for a new tractor, you need to do one little thing. Discover a tractor with best value in class, a two-year bumper-to-bumper warranty, and backed by an award-winning dealer network. With some of the highest lift capacity and more standard features included than the competition, you need to check out TYM Tractors. Go to TYMOffers.com right now. Pick your tractor and the offer, and you decide if my idea was a great idea. TYMOffers.com. Go there now. You can thank me later.
With SRN Sports, I'm Jeremy House. In the NBA, the Golden State Warriors chalk up their biggest win of the season. They came back down from 17 points to beat the best team in the Eastern Conference.
Stephen Curry scored 23 of his game-high 33 points in the second half as the Warriors outlasted the Celtics 132-126 in overtime.
You never really know how it's going to look, and every night's a little different. And, you know, we've lost leads, but the way we dug deep tonight was a big morale booster, and now you got to capitalize off of it.
Golden State came back from a 17-point third-quarter deficit. Klay Thompson added 24 points for the Warriors, who have won three straight. Boston has the best record in the East, a perfect 14-0 at home, but only 6-6 on the road. Ryan Leong, San Francisco.
Other winners included Memphis, Milwaukee, and Portland. Top 25 men's college basketball winners included number 20, James Madison. This is SRN Sports. Staying with college basketball, 25th-ranked Mississippi also won last night. Number 23, Memphis, stood down number 22, Virginia, while Providence upset number 6, Marquette. In the NHL, the Minnesota Wild rally late for an overtime victory against the Bruins in Boston.
Kirill Kaprizov scored with 2:06 left in overtime, and the Wild rallied past the Bruins 4-3. Kaprizov tied the game 2-2 at 13:12 of the third period.
Sometimes you have a lot of chances, and don't score now is like scoring, best or not best.
Brad Marchand evened the score for Boston on a power play with 1:06 left in regulation. David Pastrnak scored twice, including with less than a second remaining in the first. Marc-Andre Fleury stopped 40 shots for the Wild, who have won 4 of 5. Gethin Kulbaugh, Boston.
Other winners were Tampa Bay, Columbus, Philadelphia, the New York Rangers, and Carolina. This is SRN Sports.
The Bucks stopped the Spurs.
Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Milwaukee Bucks beat the Spurs 132-119. Giannis with his second triple-double of the year. Damian Lillard with 40 points. Now with over 20,000 points scored in his career. How well is this team playing right now? The Bucks, Bobby Portis.
I like how the ball is hopping. I like how the ball is going side to side. Everybody touching it. Everybody getting involved. You know, it just does something when the ball goes side to side and somehow you're suddenly wide open for a three. Like who doesn't want to tee one of those up? So I think our offense is trending definitely in the right direction.
NFL, the Packers head to Carolina to face the Panthers Sunday. Green Bay now with a record of 6-8. Packers running back Aaron Jones.
Every game is a playoff. We can't afford to lose anymore. If we put ourselves in a position to succeed, and when we do, we got to take advantage of that. There's no room for error at this point, and we got to go win.
That's Packers running back Aaron Jones with sports. I'm Mike Clement.
In some local sports, the Butternut girls basketball team, they traveled to South Shore to take on the undefeated Cardinals. And the Cardinals came out hot in this contest as they were nailing from the three-point line, connecting on 13 three-point shots on the night. And South Shore ran away with an 82-48 win. Emily Montgomery led all scorers with 39 for South Shore. Butternut now 4-2, 5-3 overall. They were led by Caitlin Bebo. Caitlin Bebo paced the Midgets with 14. Kendra Pritzel had 11. Jersey Polinchik had 9. And Lydia Wartko had 6. 4-2 now in the conference. 5-3 overall for the Butternut girls. They will travel to play a pair of non-conference games over the Christmas break, as they will play in the Lake Holcomb tournament on the 27th and the 28th. Other girls' action. Lakeland beat Tomahawk 87-18. It was Hurley topping the Mercer girls last night, 45-21. Phillips, they get a home win over Rib Lake, 69-32. And the Prentice girls, they beat Three Lakes Phelps, 55-43.
On the boys' side, Maple Northwestern, they defeat Ashland 85-52. Hurley boys top Mercer 83-31. Winter with a win over Cornell 94-34. The Shawamigan boys got 21 from Cooper Mikulski, 7 each from A.J. Morgan and Corbin Phelps, but it wasn't enough on their home floor last night for Shawamigan as Athens gets a 75-58 win over the Shawamigan boys. Phillips traveled down to Abbotsford, beat the Falcons 74-45. Rib Lake boys edge Prentice 61-54. Lakeland defeats Tomahawk 59-23. And it was the Medford boys getting a win over Anago 71-31. Lakeland hockey beat Kingsford 7-2. And the Mosinee girls gymnastics team topped Lakeland 103.5-59.5. Archived audio and much more, you'll find it at 98qcountry.com. That's a check of your 98Q Sports.
And I told him I wanted a Schwinn Airdyne stationary bike. And it's $500. And I want that bike. And I'm going to ride it every single day. And I've marked it with two bows in the place on the third aisle over, told him where to go. He said, honey, I'm sorry, it's not in my DNA to spend $500 on a stationary bicycle that you're going to ride about 2 weeks. He said, think of something else that won't work. And I said, I really want that stationary bike, if you don't mind. Well, he said, I can't do it. And then about 3 days before Christmas, Tony and I were working in the office, and we heard Jerry's car pull in. He came inside and said, y'all help me get this bike out of the trunk. He had done it. I wanted that bike so much. We went out and we got it all in and we put it down and we raved over him. Tony was saying, I can't believe this. I was here to see it. This is an amazing day. And then he went upstairs. A little while he came back down and stood at the door a minute. We said, honey, hey, we're not riding the bike right now because we got to finish up this business. And he said, okay. And he left. And then he was back again in a few minutes. And he said, okay, okay. I didn't buy the bike. I've rented it for 30 days.
Let's go!
Can I cut in? I'm a big football fan. Want to get back to the game?
98Q Country.
We've been swinging and missing. It ain't broke yet, but damn, it needs fixing. Been a while since your kiss felt like kissing. It's just different. We've been talking about forever since we've been together. Something battering makes you think we're better off with all this, but we're caught in between a rock and a hard place. Red wine and mistakes, tears rolling down your face. When I walked out that door, that's when I lost it. Midnight in Austin, damn, I'm exhausted. What the hell's this all for? Is this where it meant? Between a rock and
Hi, this is Joel Karnick, your morning guy here. Just want to take a moment to wish you and your family a blessed Christmas and the happiest of New Year's. From my son Blake, my wife Shana, and myself, Merry Christmas.
Oh, he has gone nuts at Christmas on that jolly holiday. I'll go in the red like a knucklehead, cause I'll squander all my pay. Oh, he has gone nuts at Christmas, shopping sure drives me berserk. On the day before, I'll rush in a store like a poor bewildered jerk. I'll look at nightgowns for my wife, those black ones trimmed in red. But I won't know her size, and so she'll get a carpet sweeper instead. Oh, I just go nuts at Christmas when each kid hangs up his sock. It's a time for kids to flip their lids while their papa goes in hock. On the night before Christmas, it's still in the house. My family is sleeping, so I'm quiet like a mouse. I look at my watch, and midnight is near. I think I'll sneak out for a cold glass of beer. Down at the corner, the crowd is so merry, I end up by drinking about 12 Tom and Jerry. I get to bed late, and jeeves, how I'm sleeping. When on to my bed, those darn kids, they come leaping. They sit on my face, and they jump on my belly. And I'm quivering all over like a bowl full of jelly. They scream Merry Christmas, and my poor wife and me. We stumble downstairs and she lights up the tree. My head is exploding. My mouth tastes like a pickle. I step on a skate and fall on a tricycle. Just before Christmas dinner, I relax to a point. Then relatives start swarming all over the joint. On Christmas, I hug and I kiss my wife's mother. The rest of the year, we don't speak to each other. After dinner, my aunt and my wife's Uncle Louie get into an argument. They're both awful screwy. Then all my wife's family say Louie is right, and my goofy relations, they join in the fight. Back in the corner, the radio's playing, and over the racket, Gabriel Heater is saying, "Peace on earth, everybody, and goodwill toward men." And just at that moment, someone slugs Uncle Ben. They all run outside whooping so the neighbors will hear. Oh, I'm so glad Merry Christmas comes just once a year. Oh, I just gone nuts at Christmas, but they still have lots of fun. Just the same as you, I enjoy it too. Merry Christmas, everyone.
Your favorites. Your classics. Your country. 98 Q Country.
It's in water in my- tracks. Yeah, my kind of crazy still running its courses. Wildflowers, wild horses. Yeah, my kind of crazy still running its courses with wildflowers, wild horses.
New song there, Wildflowers, Wild Horses, 22 on our way to about 30 today. Actually, 36, I should say, 36 today. And then right around that 37 mark tomorrow, Friday, low 40s, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, going to be a mild, wimpy Christmas weekend. A little bit of precipitation going to fall maybe in the form of some snow, probably more kind of a rainy, kind of slushy thing if we do get much at all. They're not really forecasting a whole lot for us. Most of the precipitation, well, pretty much all of the precipitation, I guess, in the U.S. is just staying to the southern part of our country and then swooping up to the northeast. Florida getting nailed with a lot of precipitation and then kind of moving up northeast into the New England states. So we're just kind of left in a dry pattern here, and that dry pattern is going to continue here for a while. If you're looking for a possibility, you're saying, Joel, when? When will it possibly snow? When could the snowmobile that I've labored over all summer to get ready to go, when could I possibly use that? Well, I don't know. to be more specific, I really don't know. Temperatures will cool off. High temps only in the 20s expected the week after Christmas. And there are some precipitation chances in there at about 50-60%. Whether that comes in a lot of snow or not, we're going to get some. We're going to get some, but we really need a good, a good dousing, because I don't know if you've noticed, but there's nothing. I mean, there's nothing going on out there. Reality Radio, our final Reality Radio of 2023. We won't be doing one next week on Christmas week, but we will welcome in the folks from the annual event, the Goodwill Community Christmas Dinner in Phillips. We'll talk about that at about 9 o'clock. We're going to talk with the folks from Bader Sports Center. They're going to join us. We have a special birthday celebration here at the radio station also today, too. We'll chat a little bit about that. I have a special Christmas. We're going to talk a little bit about Christmas memories, and I'm going to share with you. I'm going to share with you probably, well, not probably, it's my all-time favorite Christmas song. It is a Christmas song, but it's just when I think of holiday songs, I think of Stan Morrison, and we heard him just a little bit ago. But there's a song that he did that is a little doesn't get much play at all anywhere in Christmas, and we're going to play that, one of my favorites. We'll do that during Reality Radio. All your local birthdays, anniversaries, too. Give us a call if you got somebody at 715-762-3221. Normal schedule this week. We'll be doing our birthday cake drawing on Friday. High school sports coming up for you also Friday. We've got hockey, Team Seal Hockey. They'll wrap up our pre-holiday play-by-play coverage as Scott Heckman will bring you the call of Anago and Team Seal from the Rec Arena Friday night at 6 o'clock. Had an entertaining game last night. Athens came away with a victory over Shawamigan in boys hoops last night. We give you updates twice an hour, news and sports. So let's get to it.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Donald Trump's campaign vowing to appeal the Supreme Court the decision, the Colorado Supreme Court keeping him off the ballot. The Colorado court citing the Civil War era 14th Amendment barring anyone who has taken part in an insurrection from running for president. A record number of people entering the United States at the southern border as judges tasked with hearing immigration cases are drowning in paperwork.
So far during this fiscal year, the nation's 68 immigration courts have collectively been assigned 418,000 new cases. Working as fast as they can, the 600 judges in those courts have cleared about a third of them. The overall backlog now stands at about 3 million immigration cases.
ABC's Jim Ryan in Dallas. Hamas's top leader in Egypt for talks on the war in Gaza. Discussions about a further ceasefire in exchange for the release of more Israeli hostages. An ABC News chopper from Philadelphia crashing in South Jersey. The pilot and photographer from WPVI were both killed. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. It's official. A deal to trade University of Wisconsin employee pay raises for curtailed diversity efforts gets final approval from a panel of state lawmakers this afternoon. Republican Assembly Speaker Robin Voss.
What Martin Luther King called a colorblind society, that is exactly where we want to go. Unfortunately, my Democratic colleagues continue to be obsessed with race and division and exclusion, and that's a shame.
Voss promises more scrutiny of diversity efforts at other state agencies. A local wildlife official says bird flu is likely to blame for killing 34 geese near Green Bay. Lab results are expected tomorrow. Meanwhile, an outbreak of canine distemper has killed about a dozen raccoons in the Rio area north of Madison. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
Guys, stop putting your love life on hold. U.S. Pharmacy has some exciting news. If you've been wanting to try Viagra or Cialis, now is the perfect time. Call today and receive 50 little blue or yellow pills for only $120 with free shipping. Why order some low-dose sildenafil from one of those subscription services when we can give you what you want now? Call 1-800-414-7370 and we'll rush your order, discreetly packaged, to your door. Been thinking about trying Viagra or Cialis? Call U.S. Pharmacy at 1-800-414-7370 for as little as $120 for 50 pills. Need your package in a hurry? Call 1-800-414-7370 and ask about our express shipping option, and we will rush your order to you as soon as possible. Save money on the little blue or yellow pill you've been wanting to try. Again, 1-800-414-7370 now. That's 1-800-414-7370.
Here's another community reminder from Civic Media.
Monday, December 25th from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m., it's the Goodwill Community Christmas Dinner at St. Teresa of Lisieux Catholic Church in Phillips. Featuring Bavarian ham, potatoes, veggie, cranberries, dinner rolls, homemade jello salads, and desserts. To reserve a meal, you can call the parish office at 715-339-2222, and all reservations need to be in by December 21st at 3 p.m.
Leaning into local radio, 98Q Country.
Another Bucks milestone. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks beat the Spurs 132-119. Damian Lillard led with 40 points, becoming one of only 51 NBA players to score more than 20,000 points in their career.
A rare space to be in, you know, in the history of this league, to have only 51 players accomplish something like that, you know, I think that speaks for itself. I look at, you know, what led up to it, the things that I think of in high school and college and, you know, the doubt that I faced over the course of my career, you know, before the NBA, and just my mentality through all of those things. You know, sometimes you don't really see the light at the end of the tunnel. You just got to have that faith in yourself.
NFL, the Packers play the Panthers in Carolina Sunday. Defensive back Eric Stokes glad to be back after recovering from a badly injured foot and knee.
It was a great feeling being back out there. I ain't played ball in over 13 months or whatever, so it was a great feeling just being out there with the guys. Very, very much emotional.
That's the Packers' Eric Stokes with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Boys basketball last night, Hurley beat Mercer 83-31. Winter gets a win over Cornell 94-34. The Athens boys top Shawamigan 75-58. The Phillips boys beat Abbotsford down in Abbey 74-45. And Rib Lake edging Prentice 61-54. On the girls' side, you had the Phillips girls getting a home win last night, topping Rib Lake 69-32. South Shore winner over Butternut last night by the count of 82-48, and the Prentice girls get a win over Three Lakes Phelps last night, 55-43. Park Falls BP, the one stop for everything you need, from fuel, wine, spirits, beverages, car washes, ice, snacks, and more. Everyday low prices at a great value. Park Falls BP, next to McDonald's.
It's not the same songs every 10 minutes like you hear on the other stations.
Go ahead and turn it up.
Country.
Good.
Listen online at 98qcountry.com.
Catching fireflies in a jar. This is a good.
Barrett there.
Glory days. Temperatures lingering right around that 22-degree mark. We'll turn this thing up to about 36 today, right around 40, 45 for the Christmas weekend. Going to be a mild weekend. If you're into the playoffs, the football, NFL, I know it's not playoffs yet, but it technically is playoffs because Packers pretty much got a win out here their last three games. Pretty cool place to check out, and I think I've told you guys about this before. Just Google NFL playoff machine on your phone or on your computer. NFL playoff machine. It's really a cool, it's very addicting. You go in there and you click who you think is going to win a game, and then the playoff teams automatically update. Just and like you pick the Packers to win, and then if they move into the playoffs, then it updates. It's wonderful. It take about 4 or 5 hours out of your day and fiddle around with that a little bit. It's kind of fun to do. And also, you can Google chances of Packers making the playoffs. And there's a pretty cool website that you can go in and you can say, you know, the Packers win, their percentage goes up to 50%. They lose, it goes down to 20%. It's also very addicting. So if you got nothing better to do, hope you got your Christmas shopping done. Reality Radio coming up after 8. We're going to talk about that Christmas dinner going on in Phillips. We're going to celebrate our birthday boy, Austin, who's celebrating today. A little Christmas music, little Christmas memories. We'll see what else comes up. Reality Radio on the way for you after 8 o'clock.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey. We're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
The Phillips Area Clergy Association is hosting the Goodwill Community Christmas Dinner on Monday, December 25th from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. The dinner location is St. Teresa of Lisieux Catholic Church in Phillips. Dine-in, curbside, pickup, or home delivery will be available. The meal will feature Bavarian ham, potato, cranberries, dinner rolls, homemade jello salads, and desserts. This year's host is Victory Christian Center. Call the parish at 715-339-2222 for all reservations by Thursday, December 21st.
The more than 27,000 union carpenters who called the North Central States home wish you a healthy, happy, and safe holiday season. Unions built the middle class, and union carpenters work hard every day to build our communities while they build good careers that provide for their families. This season, we hope you get to enjoy time with friends and family. Happy holidays from Executive Secretary Treasurer Pat Nelson and the staff of the North Central States Regional Council of Carpenters.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Here's your 98 Country weatherology forecast. Mostly sunny for today. Highs top out near 34 degrees. Winds east 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight it becomes mostly cloudy. Lows drop to 22. Winds remain east 5 to 10. Thursday it stays mostly cloudy. Highs make it into the upper 30s. Winds southeast 5 to 15. Thursday night it remains mostly cloudy. Slight chance for rain developing after midnight. Lows fall back to 28. Winds remain southeast 5 to 10. Friday, cloudy, slight chance for rain and snow before noon. Highs reach 37. And then Friday night, mainly cloudy and lows head down to 31. I'm Phil Jensko, and that's your forecast on 98Q Country. Right now, it's 24.
Today's hottest country.
The biggest stars in country music.
Hi, this is Blake Shelton.
Hey, it's Morgan Wallen.
Oh, yeah, oh, yeah.
98Q Country.
Frosty the Snowman was a giant.
played over like a steel guitar. We started talking till I saw your boots bounce to the beat. You said, do you dance, wanna dance with me? Next thing I know, I started to think that we might be on to something. You're putting on a show, no need to take it slow. There's something here I know. I can feel it in the air, feel it in the whiskey in my hand and your hips. Your body tells me when you start to dance, maybe this is turning to a
Country.com.
Yeah, I was just hanging out some little west coast town. Found a bar out by the sand, so I made my way in. First thing that caught my eye, like nothing I ever seen. Sunburned auburn hair, a California.